Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. Coming up at the bottom of the hour is the segment that is sweeping the nation, at least to hear Alex Teichert tell it. It is Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
CB, I know you're wondering why Friday's shows always get high downloads in hour three. Now you know.
Uh-oh. Is that it? I thought just that's saying. Because that's I'm usually too. Eating and I'm not talking as much. That's what I
Rob, thought. Check this out, Rob. Guess what happened last Friday?
What happened last Friday?
On Teichert's Tower of Trivia. It was against Rob G.
What?
I had a perfect score.
Rob G, you got trounced?
I had a perfect score.
Yeah, and I even had to give him points because I gave the answer myself because I'm so used to hosting it and not actually
You gave the
guessing.
Answer?
I was like, yeah. I mean, it was a bad
Rob
look for
was
me.
He was taking L's all day long.
I was flustered.
And it was ridiculous. I'm sure there was a couple times where you gave an answer in Spanish, right? Was that true?
Oh, Alex, come on, man.
I'm shocked. I was waiting. Like, wow.
Well, when I said something in Spanish, it was the end of the world.
You're not allowed, Rob. You don't got permission.
Oh, I'm sorry. I Paquito. That's all I know.
Alex.
Why is that the only word you know?
You know what?
Right. At least have to learn some more. Show the respect and learn a few more words.
Only problem, Rob G, is that came from my Hispanic girlfriends in college.
That's why. I'm like, why is that the only one you know?
All right. On that note, we're going to get to this baseball situation. And Rob G's going to.
Which is serious.
Trevor Bauer, a big offseason acquisition for the L.A. Dodgers.
Highest paid player,
a year.
Chris, yes. In the league, yep.
And he is in some hot water. It's just it's a bizarre situation. We're going to try to work our way through it. But, Rob G., give us the latest on what's going on with Trevor Bauer.
Well, earlier today, Major League Baseball placed him on a 7-day paid administrative leave while they conduct their own internal investigation into these allegations that are really, really dark. I'm going to try to clean it up as much as possible.
Yes.
He's been accused by a woman of choking her until she lost consciousness on multiple occasions, punching her in several areas of her body, including her private area and her groin area, leaving her with injuries that required hospitalization over the course of two separate sexual encounters earlier this year. Now, she did seek to have a restraining order placed on him, and it's really, really bad. I just to let you know how bad it is, the Pasadena Police Department is also conducting a criminal investigation into the matter. Yep. So this is not just a lawsuit. This is not just an MLB investigation. This is a very serious criminal investigation.
And also, to give the full story, Bauer has text messages from the woman where they agreed to rough
what they call rough sex. But Chris, let me say this to you,
including
Rob G.
And I'm not trying to defend him, but
No,
including the choking, because he choked her to the point of her going unconscious
and then beat
the
her
first
though, after
day,
that,
and then she went back for a second day, knowing she had been choked unconscious, like. So it's just, I mean, you got to give the full story and the full context.
And let me say this, too. This is the other part that's really important. She hasn't filed a civil suit against him. This is not a money thing. And the reason, Chris, she and Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong, she didn't call the police. She was in the hospital,
correct.
And they had to call the police, Chris.
And she initially did not want to give his name.
Right, because of the injuries she sustained, the hospital workers... Right? Isn't it like law that they have to report
if
somebody comes in with injuries that they can't explain?
That is correct.
And that's how the police got involved. So it wasn't like she filed some civil lawsuit or she called the police on them. No, she went to the hospital because of her injuries.
But isn't she saying now he went too far? Like now saying that.
But I'm saying initially that's not... She didn't report
right.
him.
And I don't know if you guys mentioned this yesterday, but she was working with the local law enforcement, and they actually have him on a recorded telephone line. I'm assuming it's recorded, but he admitted that he did strike her during their conversation.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about that.
So,
like, he beat her up. There's no doubt about it. It seems like, from the story I read, ESPN.com, that... And again, I'm not trying to exonerate the dude.
No. You're just giving
off.
The whole, you're just putting all the information.
But it seems like
right.
he thought that's what she wanted. Even her own statements, you know, where he said to her, and this is according to her, give me a safe word, right? So if, while I'm, I mean, I hate to even say this, while it's getting violent, if you say that word, then I know to stop. Like that was part of this agreement. They had.
And there were text messages in their exchange where she says, and these are her words, quote, give me all the pain and choke me out.
Okay.
So this is a lot more details. Go on ESPN.com. Go to The Athletic. Has a full description of what went down between these two people.
Question, Chris, if more women come out and say that this happened to them, I'm not saying to this degree or whatever, because it can't be the first time he's played rough. right?
I don't
just,
look.
Just can't, I just can't.
I don't know. I mean, does he have a reputation of that? Is that how him and this woman even hooked up in the first place?
Yeah.
Because they both knew that each other was into it. I look, whether he's guilty or not, I mean, that would change the whole manner of the situation if a bunch of women, just like it did for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
If a bunch of women started coming out and saying, yeah, he did this to me too, he did this to me too. But I think then you got to, okay, was this stuff y'all agreed to? Or was he, you know, did he really like beat you up against your will? And I hate to even say it that way. I don't know what woman want to be beat up like that. But apparently there at least some evidence that maybe she did want, she said, bring the pain, give me all the pain or whatever. And Rob, this is a society now where people are like, yo, whatever you do in the privacy of your own bedroom between two consenting adults, whatever, it go, anything goes if y'all agree to it. And except, so that's except, why I wonder if he is, is he going to get off on this?
No,
like,
right,
I don't know.
Here's what I'm going to say. It is, Chris, until the police are involved, until it becomes a criminal activity. If this was in the privacy of their own home and nobody and the police weren't called or the police didn't get called at the hospital, then it is one of those things and nobody would know what went on between two consenting adults. When it becomes a criminal activity or a criminal investigation, that's where things turn.
Well, yeah, if she pushes it, and then, you know, and was like, I didn't want all this. And
I didn't want it to be like this.
I guess it goes that far. But
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding. Maybe
here's my question to you. If you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, can this guy pitch for you? Forget about you, what you're doing in the privacy of your own home. You wear that Dodger uniform. You represent the organization. The details, Chris, this isn't just a he said, she said situation sexually and one person saying it's consensual and the other person saying it's not, even though that's a very serious thing as well. But we're talking about the beating that she took from a guy who wears your uniform. I'm not convinced, and I'm not saying he's guilty or innocent. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not convinced he pitches for the Dodgers again. This is a very blue blood franchise in American sports history. The home of Jackie Robinson, the home of Sandy Koufax, Chris, who didn't pitch on Jewish holidays. The team allowed him not to play.
Man, that's the old days, Rob.
No, I'm just saying.
America ain't like that no more.
But I'm just saying.
Keep it real.
Their organization, does he wear that uniform anymore, or are the Dodgers? Because it is a family business, and I'm talking about family as far as kids, parents bringing their kids, baseball, and the whole nine yards. Or am I living in the past? Do you think he'll pitch for the Dodgers?
I hear you. Look, I mean, these ain't my values that's going on.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a fan.
Yeah, I need more information. I mean, what happened was disgusting. What happened was disgusting. But people do crazy stuff in the privacy of their own bedroom.
But once you know, though, Chris, could you root for a guy? This is what I'm asking you.
These are against your values. A lot of people, maybe.
Okay, these are against your values. But you know this now. What went on? Would it be harder for you to root for a Trevor Bauer? Because once I read the details, I was sickened by it. I was sickened by the details.
I was too. But one thing I've learned to do is divorce my personal values from rooting for various athletes or people in general. You know, I have values that are different than much of society as a Christian, just keeping
no,
it real.
No doubt. No,
and so
no.
I've had to learn, I live in this world where everybody doesn't have the same values and beliefs as me.
Like and working so, with me every day, right?
Well, and we're boys, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I don't like what went on, but I don't like a lot of stuff guys may be into, but yet I can be cool with them, cheer for them, and, you know, respect them as an athlete, and that's their choice to do what they want to do, whether I agree with it or not. My thing, like, now again, I'm just going off what's been out there.
Right, right. And we're not saying there's no. Right. He's not
maybe
guilty
Moore's
of anything.
Gonna probably come
he's,
out.
He's innocent until proven guilty. That's not what we're talking about.
But we do know he beat her down.
Right, right.
That's
while
not.
She was
he's
unconscious.
Admitted that,
right.
But he just thinks she wanted it. And he said, according to her, he said, "I would never do these things to you if it wasn't sexual." Rob G, right? That's a paraphrase of it. I would never do these things to you if you weren't sexual.
So he's saying I wouldn't beat up a woman unless you had to, you know what I mean? Like
it's
beat
part
a woman
of the
up.
Whole
right.
what we're doing. Yeah, I mean, right. Now, if we find there's no history of him being violent with women, like that he's right, that he really is, it's just, I think a lot of it's going to depend on the woman, Rob. If she's like, look, yes, I agree to get rough and all that, but I never gave him any indication that I wanted him to beat me up while I was unconscious.
Right.
And hit me here and hit me there. Now, remember, the story also says the first night they went out, they talked for, it. The story says hours, I think. And it seems like they were probably talking about what...
Boundaries.
What the rules are, yeah.
Right, boundaries,
and so, you know, it's just a strange situation. I hear you, Rob. You got kids coming.
You know what I mean?
Apple Pie, Chevrolet, right. All that, right? I get all that. But look, man, it's a different – there's a lot going on in sports and being pushed by, you know, segments of society that a lot of people don't really vibe with. And so, you know, you're right. I mean, when you don't want kids seeing stuff like this – hearing about it, associating a hero with it, but I don't know where it's going, man.
You're not off the wall.
I hear what you're saying.
Can you hear the kids asking, "Dad, why are they yelling this at him?" Do you know what I mean? Like, what is this? I don't understand why they're calling him this or why Trevor Bauer
is that
this
the guy that beats up women?
Right.
Is that why are people cheering for a guy that beats up women? I mean, little kids, you know, they're smarter than we give credit.
Right.
Why are they cheering for this guy, Dad? That they said he beat up a woman.
Right.
You know. So it's man. Look, Moore will apparently come out, and we'll see where this thing goes. All right, we got an interesting one for you. 877-99 on Fox. We're looking forward to your views on this, too.
Yes, we really want to hear this.
996-6369. Should the Dodgers even want Trevor Bauer back at this point? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lil James Brown on the iCouple, baby. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. This strange, bizarre, complex Trevor Bauer situation. Do you think the Dodgers should just move on and rid themselves of this dude? Or what are your thoughts in general? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's kick it off with Ty in Birmingham. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
Nope, they should keep him. The argument for everything is that they're consenting adults in their bedroom. We shouldn't be in it. That's why gay marriage.
Ty, hold on, Ty. You're right until the police are involved. This is what
the police got involved because she went to the hospital.
Right,
but if she says there was nothing to it.
That's not how it works.
But that's why I said, Rob, if she decides not to press charge or, you know, push this thing forward, it's like, look, this
that's
is what we agreed to do.
It's not true. Ty and Chris, it's not true. Let me just explain this. Police have the right because women who were abused, who got beat up by their husbands, they can press charges with evidence even if they don't want to testify. It's not true. It used to be like that.
But if he's got text messages of her saying,
I get that,
let's
Chris,
do all of this stuff. I just don't think they're going to press them. Maybe they got the right to, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
If she's like, this is what we signed up for. And
okay. But I'm trying. I know what you're saying. I just want people to understand that used to be a problem, and women wouldn't testify against their abusers, Chris.
No,
and
I get that.
They
right.
stopped doing that because they were afraid of the men.
But they never wanted to be abused. That's the thing. We got evidence that she, I hate to even say this, was down with at least some of it.
Well, but you just said it. There's the caveat. She was down with some of it.
Well, that's why I said she's in control. If she keeps pushing forward, then yeah, I think he's in trouble.
Because if she's saying, I was down with this, but I didn't want him to beat me when I was unconscious.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
How is that heighten your sexual pleasure? I'm guessing.
Look, yeah,
Chris, how does it heighten it if you're not even conscious? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
How does that heighten it?
I don't even want to discuss nothing. I get it. But I'm just saying, I don't see how high you, if she is conscious.
Right, but, you know, but definitely if you're not conscious, that, how do you feel it? I don't know.
Maybe it's going to be the evidence, the text messages, whatever. I mean, it's just.
No, I got I'm just.
I hear you, but it's all
okay.
Fair.
Right, okay. You know. Jermichael in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
That was good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
so I'm gonna talk about this. Well, I'm gonna try to approach from a man of God perspective. But before I do, I just want to say, man, if Rob can throw money at the pole, let that man pitch, man. That's all I want to say. First off, man.
It's no. Hold on, Jermichael. The difference I'm not involved in a criminal matter with the police. That what I do at the pole is legal. Assault or sexual assault is totally different. Do not equate the two together.
I know. Okay, I apologize. I'm being facetious. But this is what I'm getting at, though. Like, let's not act like a major league sports or like character like police or anything like that. They're in the game of making money. Now, if this dude got caught, like, if he was like a pastor or something, like I said, from a matter of God perspective, if he was like a pastor Absolutely. Or somebody like a religious community, yeah, then, yeah, you're done. But right. if it's sports,
but that's not even true. I've seen plenty of ministers who have been involved in scandals who haven't been run out of the church.
Rob, this dude is saying what should happen.
Oh, okay.
If a pastor's doing this mess, he's gone. He should be gone. If you're going to be a Christian and follow the Bible, he's gone.
But you would acknowledge that there have been plenty of pastors.
Oh, yeah. It is a lot of hypocrisy. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But it should be. I get what he's saying. It's different. Yeah. But. I get what he's saying. I mean, we let a whole bunch of stuff go now. Like the first caller said, if it's two consenting adults, man, it's like do whatever the heck you want nowadays. Now, that's where the key comes in, Rob. Is she going to be like, I consented? Because I think she's saying she didn't consent to all the extra stuff. So it's right. Crazy, man. Yeah.
Let's see. Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
What's how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Hanging in.
I'm good. Happy 4th of July to you, both of you.
Thank you. You too.
And I want to make my point here. I don't agree with what Trevor Bauer did. I saw that on my Via Bleacher Report up when I was on my work break. But I'm going to point out, if they cut him loose, some team would just pick him up, like a team that really needs a pitcher, kind of like what happened. The Cardinals may pick him up because they need the pitching. And then similar to the Aston Russell thing that happened with the Cubs a few years ago.
Well, it was Kareem Hunt, right? The Chiefs cut him, and then the Browns picked him up.
Right, but the Chiefs, because if you remember, he lied to them, I think, Chris, right? Remember that was the whole thing. He lied to them, and they just said, we know you can play, you're a great young player, but we can't. We asked you at the time, and you weren't truthful with us. And if you're not going to be honest with us, you can't work here. They knew that he was still talented, and somebody would pick him up. I'm just saying the Dodgers. I'm not saying that some other team – if this was football, you remember, and Rob G knows this, the Raiders picked up every bad guy in the NFL, right? No matter what you did, Chris, the Raiders used to pick you up.
Oh, yeah. No question. So, all right, look, that's one to keep an eye on. We'll see where
this
thing
goes. Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. Yeah. I mean, maybe they're right. I'm wrong. I just don't – the details are such that I wonder if the organization, for their image, you know what I mean, Chris? Even if they say, hey, he's a great pitcher, he never gave us any issues, but we just can't.
Do you see a difference, though, than like as you said, let's say the Dodgers did cut him and another team picked him up. You don't think other teams have that same standard as the Dodgers
not every organization. Some do, you know what I mean? Depending on the owner. What if the owner's a Christian man, Chris? You know what I mean? Like he might be like,
but he's got a lot of players that aren't living according to Christian values.
I agree. Yeah. But certain things cross the line for you. You know what I mean? Like everybody has a threshold, correct? And at some point you go, we can't do this. Okay, no, he's not going to wear our uniform. I hear what you're saying. Nobody's got to be perfect because nobody's perfect.
Yeah, look, if he did this to her and, you know, this is just you're on a regular date, you know what I mean? And you did this to a woman, you're gone. We know that. But that's where it gets gray. Like, what did they agree to? We'll see. We'll follow it. All right, Tyser's Tower Trivia is next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're the Odd Couple, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Vegans and meat eaters. Kale chip lovers. Ruffle chip lovers. It's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. And the star of this segment, you know him as the king of Weeb Nation, our resident DJ. He's very dusty right now.
Stay off the weed.
Been in the crates. None other than Alex Tyshirt.
Boys, you guys want to know the best thing I learned this week?
What's that?
That Rob Parker has cookies with his face on it. That is the best thing I learned this week.
That is true.
Is that true?
Check your group chat, Chris. I know you're big time.
Yeah, I said it in the group chat.
Yeah, you just got to keep scrolling up, Chris. I know you're busy.
Wow, Rob. That's the latest thing?
No, that's not me. The Rob cookies guy.
I don't see that on my group chat.
It's in there with all of us. I sent it to you.
Oh, wow.
Cookies and chips.
Yeah, Chris pays a guy to read his group chats.
I know. That's why. If I was making that kind of loot, I would too.
Cookies?
Cookies and barbecue chip. That's the guy who did it before. You remember we had the cookies, a wrap cookies guy, and down south somewhere. He just sent me that today. So
wow. Rob, I only got one.
He'll send you. I'll have him send
you.
Gonna
send me some? Okay. Yeah, are they good?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are they
all
just
good?
They're just regular
regular chocolate chip
else's
cookies
brand. He just put
yeah, but they're
on.
Good. They're
not, Rob, I only have one thing to say. I'd like my chips with no salt, please.
With no salt.
He has to make a whole fresh batch now. All right, so you guys know that earlier today we found out that the Dallas Cowboys will be back on Hard Knocks again this season. So today,
is Skip Bayless programming Hard Knocks now or not?
He might be. So you know what?
I think they are the best team for it, though.
Considering what was out there, yes.
Yeah,
yes. This week's Tyshirt's Tower Trivia is all related to Hard Knocks, okay? So I flipped the coin during the commercial break. Rob Parker is going to get question number one. Rob, during the 2009 Hard Knocks, America found out that Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson eats blank for damn near every meal.
Oh, gosh.
McDougal's?
McDougal's? Doubles? McDoubles?
That is incorrect.
Sorry, Rob.
McDouble.
He just guessed that.
It's
all
the
right.
Same thing. Go like, what you guys are not helping me out here.
Oh, gosh.
5 seconds. Four.
I can tell Rob's going to go with a two-word
two.
Next time.
All right.
He's going with
Rob for 8 points.
Are you ready, Alex? Come on. Pay attention.
For every
Rob,
meal.
That's all I can do right now, my guy. I'm trying.
Fries?
Can't believe it.
What? Listen to the clues you've gotten.
Fries.
He's a vegan, for goodness sake.
What clues have you gotten?
5 seconds.
Hold on, Rob. That's enough for the
hits. You gave me the two plates. Fries.
Three.
It wasn't a McDouble.
Two.
Double? W?
All right,
incorrect.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right,
Alex.
Last chance to steal 7 points.
All right, listen closely.
God.
McFlurry.
Huh. He's so confused. I'm not going to give it to you, Alex.
Come on.
This is brutal. I'm so hurt.
I'm hurt. McDouble?
Five. Four.
All right.
The answer was McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDouble's, McFlurry.
Huh. I thought the Mick
fries.
Was even off limits.
I thought it was like a specific item. My bad.
And you know why I said McDougal's? Because that was from Coming to America.
McDowell's.
Right? McDowell's.
McDowell's. Oh, McDowell's.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, here we go.
See, had you said McDowell's, he would have gotten it.
Would you have gotten it?
Probably
if I said
not.
It right?
Probably.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have gotten it. He didn't get McFlurry.
Yeah,
right, question number
there.
Two. Over to Chris. 10 points here. In 2006,
Big Mac he would have got, but that's two
words.
You would have got Big Mac, right?
Probably. I was kind of lost.
He would have been like lettuce in 2006.
Protein?
Hard Knocks with the Chiefs spent a lot of time focusing on, listen to this part, Alex.
Okay.
Holier than thou running back coming back from a bad neck injury.
Okay.
That running back was blank Holmes.
All right.
Jeez.
Catholic.
Patrick.
That is incorrect. 9 points, Rob.
I sing it when I want to rhyme. I would have been like Catholic.
Huh.
Okay. Catholic,
CB.
Father?
God?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
I'd love to name a kid God.
Here we go.
I'm trying today, my guy.
All right. None.
Pastor.
That is incorrect. Last one, chance to steal, Rob. We could have a 0-0 game when it's level three.
Altar?
Priest.
That is correct.
Yes! Let's go.
Right. I was going to say altar boy, but that's too early.
I was actually.
I was an altar boy as a kid.
Were you?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me
at
all.
It doesn't either. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Either. I thought
that
these
was
were the
BC
easy ones.
Too, before Christ.
Apparently it's not.
Is that right? Right.
Okay.
Back to Rob. You're up 7-0.
Of course, Chris would get the priest question. I just thought that was interesting.
The biggest headline to come out of the Raiders' hard knocks in 2019 was all the shenanigans involving Antonio Brown, including him accidentally freezing his blank in a cryo chamber.
Ooh, his what?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
No, it's just Rob's
my
turn.
Goal.
Oh,
Rob's
okay.
Turn.
Oh, right. Okay.
Freezing his blank, huh? That sounds so funny.
Toes?
Feet.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Let's go, Rob.
Got a big
How's
separation.
How did he get first? I thought I got the since he
no,
had the lead.
You got priest.
No, you had alternate first. Questions.
Right. He got it wrong.
All right. Come on. Number four. Chris,
well, you know what?
Board.
I was going to say pig first, but then I said Alex will never get pig.
Don't see it. No. I wouldn't have that.
He's like, gross?
Yeah.
Okay. He said gross, right?
Forbidden?
Number four. Over to Chris. The 2010 Hard Knocks focused on the Jets.
Yes.
One of the funnier moments was when their head coach told the team, "Let's eat a damn snack." That coach was Rex Blank.
A damn snack. Ain't nothing wrong with a snack, right? What's up,
let's
C?
Let's see. This is a tough one.
First name was Rex, right?
Here we go.
Okay.
Gosling?
Wrestling?
That is incorrect.
Y'all know where I was going.
Gosling.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Think about this. This is his last name, right? That goes right.
One word.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Visualize.
He
said
it.
Right.
My eyes are closed, Rob.
Hold on.
I'm on a beach.
Name.
I'm on a beach.
Chris,
here we go.
You choose his first name.
No.
I can see it.
Here
we go. Ready?
I can visualize it, Rob.
That cannot be allowed.
Here we go.
I feel it, Rob.
Wait a minute. What's it? It's Rob G. What is it again?
The coach's name was Rex Blank.
I feel it, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Crying?
Ryan.
Yeah!
Let's go. Let's go. That was good.
He should be docked points.
That was good.
How do you say this is my last name? And that wasn't even it. Is there crying? There's a Ryan crying?
No, just
no,
rhymes.
Just like, right,
oh,
Ryan
I thought rhymes were off limits.
Oh. No.
Why did we say that?
Chris, we got Ryan and crying?
Chris just changing the rules when he's losing.
I was killing with the rhymes. All right. I was killing
last
with the
one,
rhymes
because we're
like
running out of time.
Ago.
This is going to be a shutout. Back to Rob Parker.
It's a holiday weekend.
Even though they were coming off an 0-16 season, the Cleveland blank delivered one of the more memorable editions of Hard Knocks the following year.
I know that drop.
That's Rob's turn.
Rob's turn. He's up 26 to nothing.
How are you?
How are you? All right. Let's see.
Come on. What we got? Let's route him. Give me some.
Here we go.
Give me some. Team Rob.
Buster?
Buster Brown.
Yeah! Buster Brown.
Look at you, Rob.
Chris, do you remember Buster Brown?
Yes. I do.
Man, my chest is stuck out for a holiday weekend.
36 to nothing.
Hide the young ladies.
Double, keep it locked.
Let it breathe.
No breathing.
Kids.
Dynamite!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm going to let this breathe. Alex, you were in the crates tonight, man. I'll give it to you. You are dusty as a mug.
I need a shower, C.
Hey, good job. We're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
And I need a
wrap
cigarette.
Wrap it up. A funky flashback.
I'm going to leave my clothes here, Rob.
Friday. All right, let's get to Dan Campbell. Rob, Dan Campbell's at it again. That's the new head coach for the Detroit Lions.
Oh. I just covered that team for 20 years, so.
My goodness. All right, anyway, he's already said that his players are going to bite opponents' kneecaps. He's already said he wants to purchase a pet lion for the Lions practice facility. He's already worn a Formula One helmet to a news conference. And today, or this week, he was at it again. Rob G, give us the details.
Yeah, he was talking to NFL Network reporter Mike Silver. He wanted to illustrate how much that he plans to treat his players like adults. Here's this exact quote. "Look, I'm not carrying your toilet paper around. I'm not going to wipe your butt. You're going to wipe your own butt. You handle it, and I'll treat you like men until you prove otherwise."
typical Lions.
That's Rob's team.
I just can't. Like you come into an organization, Chris, that has one playoff win since 1957, and that was 1991.
That's hard to believe.
I mean, just in the NFL where parity reigns supreme, correct? Right? Like, just you could stumble into a playoff win, Chris. Seriously.
No doubt.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And this is the guy who represents the organization. Now if he starts the season 7-0, he can say whatever he wants. But, Chris, if they get out the gate and they're 0-6 or 0-7, this guy's at the beginning of the end will start because he's so bizarre. He's so off the wall. People don't want to hear that, especially from a franchise that just doesn't have a history of winning. They want somebody, they want to feel like they got the right guy. I bet you most Lions fans are like, what? Who is this?
Look, if I had a high school football coach talk like this, we would have been laughing for days in the locker room, right? We'd have been joking, making fun. I can't imagine what grown men are doing and saying and thinking. But you hit it on the head, and this is a big if. But if he wins, this will become like a part of his shtick. It'll become a part of his, I don't want to say legend. I'm not saying he'll win that much. But you know what I mean? Like, this will become kind of a funny thing, and that's just how he is. Like Belichick's hoodies and, you know, his terrible press conferences. All that'll become
his
part of
demeanor,
lore, right? But again, that's a huge if. And you're right, Rob. Like, if they start horribly, he could get fired this year. He likely would get fired during this season.
I'm dead serious. If it's bad, like, say Jared Goff is terrible, Chris, and they have 0-11. Yep. And this guy is talking this craziness. They'll be like, what did we do? The leash is short in Detroit. They ran Jim Caldwell out. Remember Jim Caldwell made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, Chris. They ran him out.
They should be begging Jim Caldwell to come back. No, you're right. And if they do lose, here's the other thing. If they start losing, and this dude's talking every day, Rob, right? He going to say some crazy stuff. If they start off 0-4, 3 blowouts or whatever, he's going to say something outlandish. He's already doing it at his freaking introductory press conference. He might go out there dressed like a lion. He might roar at a press conference or something. Who knows? But it is going to be something to watch. I tell you what, it's going to be fun. It's going to give us plenty to talk about.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
It's going to be fodder for us.
If he wins, then he can do whatever he wants. You know how that is. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great 4th of July weekend. We will be here Monday for you live, both of us, if you can believe that.
I'm shocked that Rob will be here, but you know I'll be
here. I'm shocked that Chris will be
here. You know I'm showing up for work, baby. Punching the clock.
Rob G will be off. Alex, are you off too,
I'm gone.
Wow.
I'm on the herd. Okay. Ah.
Y'all always on.
When you guys reach our level, you don't understand.
I guess so. All right. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. Don't touch that dial, Fox Sports Radio. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.